So we've got a new report that was released this morning. The special grand jury that was convened in Georgia in 2021 in Fulton County by DA Fannie Willis. And we got now their full report on who they wanted to indict. And there were an additional 20 individuals.
It taints all these people that weren't indicted. And it puts these other people that have been indicted in a very bizarre posture.
Even though it's good that some of these people weren't indicted, in a sense, she's indicting them in the public sphere.
Yes, and certainly in causing their name disrepute.
Right, so their names are all over TV right now, and everybody's talking about, well, the grand jury wanted to indict Lindsey Graham. The grand jury wanted to indict Loeffler and Perdue.
They recommended 39 people be indicted, 19 were, but now they've released the names of the other 20, so their names have been besmirched, and they can't even defend themselves.
This is such a joke. It is something so outrageous that I want to see Democrat lawyers, people who care about the legal process, who care about America, step up and say, this is unacceptable. This is not the way that America puts forward our due process.
Where are the civil libertarians saying this is absurd? You're accusing people of committing a crime, okay? And then they're not indicted, but you've now accused them of committing a crime. So they don't get to defend themselves in court. I'm sure they're glad they didn't get indicted. But it just leaves them in limbo.
I think this is a very bad move. And I lay it at the feet of the Superior Court judge
McBurney.
Who allowed the report to go out.
No question.
Judge McBurney did a wrong, made a wrong ruling in this case, but it's a ruling that really affects the reputation of innocent people. No one in this country is guilty until they are proven to be guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. You should not name people as having committed crimes who are innocent unless they can come into court and defend themselves.
The fact that you could have these kind of actions going against people and besmirching people that were investigated, recommended for indictment, but then not indicted, so they don't get to defend themselves, but they, you know, it's just repulsive.
Whatever people believe or feel about Donald Trump, my message to the American people is this is so much bigger than this one individual, because the actions that they are taking in their own minds, they care only about power. They care only about power. And so the end justifies the means.
In the federal system, you don't do that. You either indict or you do not. And that's it. And if it leaks that there's an investigation and the investigation closed, then they come out and say the investigation has been closed with no findings of liability. That's not what happened here. You published a 21-page report saying the special grand jury finds these 39 people guilty of federal felonies. And then she only indicts 19 because she doesn't think she can prove it as to the other 20. But their names have been besmirched and their recourse is basically nothing. That's the problem.